Welcome to the Hospital Finance Podcast, your go-to source for information and insights that can help you stay ahead of the challenges impacting healthcare finance. And now, the host of the Hospital Finance Podcast, Michael Passanate.
Hi, this is Mike Passanate, and welcome back to the Hospital Finance Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Phil Miller, who is Vice President of Communications at Merritt Hawkins. And he's here to discuss the results of a new survey they published, which looks at physician perceptions towards a single-payer healthcare system. Phil, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So, Phil, can you briefly explain why this survey was initiated and who you surveyed?
Sure. Merritt Hawkins is a physician search and consulting firm. For about three decades, we've been surveying doctors to find out their motivations, practice patterns, sort of how they live, what they think. That allows us to better recruit them on behalf of our clients, and this is one of a variety of surveys we've done of physicians that we sent out in early August, sort of in the midst of the health reform discussion, and we just wanted to see where their thoughts were in terms of a single-payer system.
And why don't you tell us about those survey results, because I think they were pretty unique.
Sure. We offered a one-question survey. We wanted to keep it very simple in order to encourage response. Physicians are probably the most highly surveyed group out there, or at least one of them, so we let them know it was just one survey. We asked what we thought was a neutral question, which is, what is your position on single-payer healthcare for the United States? We gave them five categorical responses. Strongly support, 42% indicated that they strongly support the single-payer. Somewhat support, 14% indicated somewhat support for single payer. Neither support nor oppose, 3% were in that category. Somewhat oppose, 6% indicated they somewhat oppose single payer. And strongly oppose, 35% indicated they strongly oppose. So essentially majority, 56%, saying they either strongly support or somewhat support single payer. And a fairly robust minority, 41%, saying they either somewhat or strongly oppose it.
So not quite an even split, but certainly skewing towards the side of supporting it.
Correct.
And you know, these results contrast pretty sharply with a similar survey you conducted in 2008, so almost 10 years ago, but things have clearly evolved. Why don't you tell us about that?
We did ask a similar question in a larger survey of physicians that we conducted in 2008 on behalf of Physicians Foundation, which is a not-for-profit organization composed of about 20 state medical societies and others. And they asked us to query physicians on a wide range of topics, and we did ask a question about single payer. At that time, 58% were opposed to the concept. 42% were in favor. So as you mentioned, almost an inversion of those findings over the last basically decade.
And in the release of the survey results, you noted four reasons for this change in sentiment. Let's talk through each of them.
Okay. The first, I think, is that physicians are seeking clarity and stability. I think, like the general public, in terms of the direction where healthcare is headed. So they've been on a yo-yo like the rest of us. You know, will the ACA go through? We needed a Supreme Court decision to sort of certify that. Will it be repealed? We've all been sort of going through that process as well. And it just creates for the whole system a sense of uncertainty and instability. For physicians, you know, who will my patients be? Who is going to be insured? Who will not be insured? What will my payer mix be? What sort of organization will I be working for? It's hard to plan year over year and take stock of your career when the ground rules are shifting or may shift. So I think a number of physicians just want to resolve this whole issue and have it done with one way or another and just bring some clarity and stability to the future. The second, I would say, trend causing this shift would be simply a generational matter. Younger doctors, younger people in general, seem to be more open to change. We have surveyed physicians on behalf of the Physicians Foundation on things like the ACA, electronic health records, accountable care organizations, and so younger doctors who all seem to embrace these things, these sort of agents of change, at a higher rate than older doctors. So as the younger doctors come up, their practice characteristics tend to be different. They are more likely to be employed by a hospital or some other entity than older doctors. And for them, the issues of payment, because they're on a salary, where the reimbursement is coming and so forth, are a little more certain because they are employees. And so for them, I think single payer seems to make more sense than it may for older doctors who tend to be more opposed to it. Third factor that we pointed to would be a feeling among doctors of resignation rather than enthusiasm. I think many physicians, and 14% said that they somewhat support it, and I think we're probably talking about that group, simply see the writing on the wall. We have 133 million patients out there covered by some government payer, Medicare, Medicaid, CHIP, et cetera, the VA. That's a pretty substantial number. So it just seems like we're moving in that direction. The writing's on the wall. Let's just get it over with. Not crazy about it, but if it's going to happen, let's just do it. And the fourth would be a general philosophical evolution among doctors, and I think among the general public, that as a society, we should try to cover as many people as we can. And I think that is still an emerging concept, but one that the ACA, with all its various shortcomings, I think was an important landmark, because it did establish this notion that we do have to cover more people. We can't have 45, 50 million people uninsured, at risk, and we should do better. So people look at single payer, and whatever its drawbacks might be, they can say, well, we're going to cover everybody. So between those four things, I think you have seen a shift among physicians who, you know, in the past you could safely say they were not for single payer, but now I think more of them are embracing the concept, maybe not with enthusiasm, but they are turning towards it.
And as we talked about just a few minutes ago, while there is a sort of a skew in the survey towards a single payer, or at least maybe a resignation towards the idea that there may be a single payer in the future, there still is a sharp divide on that issue, as the survey showed. So how do you think that will change moving forward?
Yeah, as we showed, 35%, over a third, are strongly opposed. And I think you're going to have a third of the people, at least, probably strongly opposed indefinitely. But I think what it'll come down to is whether we have continued confusion and dysfunction in the healthcare system. If we ping pong back and forth between what systems we're going to have, how we're going to, in particular, reimburse providers, physicians, hospitals, and others, if we just can't seem to get our act together, then I think you're going to see more acceptance, whether it's enthusiastic or, again, resigned, for single payer, just because the clarity, sort of the finality of it, you know, we're used to it with Medicare and Medicaid, so let's just do it. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be enthusiastically embraced by all doctors. There's going to be a significant number who don't like it, and, you know, they may choose to do something else, retire if they're an older doctor. But, you know, if we can't come up with something better, I think more and more doctors and others will turn to single payer as the answer.
Well, this was certainly an interesting survey and an interesting contribution to the overall discussion, and it clearly showed some changes in perception. So we appreciate you doing that, and appreciate you coming on the show to share it with us today, Phil.
It's a pleasure. Anytime.
If you have a topic that you'd like us to discuss on the Hospital Finance Podcast, or if you'd like to be a guest, drop us a line at update@bessler.com.
This concludes today's episode of the Hospital Finance Podcast. For show notes and additional resources to help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital, visit Bessler.com/podcasts. The Hospital Finance Podcast is a production of Bessler. Smart about revenue, tenacious about results.